Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Today is National Potato Chip Day, and as America's favorite crunchy snack, potato chips are not only a delicious treat, but also the byproduct of a valuable Texas crop. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples has more on that.
Potatoes are not just good to eat, they're also good for the Texas economy. Last year, Texas produced nearly 550 million pounds of potatoes, valued at more than $98 million. Americans on average eat about 6 pounds of potato chips per person each year, and retail sales of potato chips in the U.S. are more than $6 billion annually.
So what are some of the other ways potatoes contribute?
Well, potato peelings and leftover potatoes that are not made into chips can be used in livestock feed. In fact, the Texas-based company Frito-Lay sends approximately 20 million pounds of potato peelings and corn to livestock operations each year. Potatoes are a great source of energy for animals and humans alike.
So how long have we had potato chips?
Oh, not very long, I think, just since 1853. You see, it's been long part of our nation's favorite snack foods. It can take as little as 24 hours for a whole potato to be made into chips, bagged, and ready to enjoy. Recently, sweet potatoes have been used to make potato chips, and they add a very tasty twist to a classic treat. It's not a secret that everything tastes a little bit better when it's made in the Lone Star State.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.